I have here my handy-dandy pocket constitution. You know, I could replace it with a new one because we've got a couple hundred of them in the back. We still sell pocket constitutions. I'm not going to because this one, I just love my little because I got it all marked up. I got notes in it and tabs and everything. Congress on September the 25th, 1789, Congress transmitted to the state legislatures 12 proposed amendments, two of which having to do with congressional representation and congressional pay were not adopted. Well, one of them has been since this Constitution was printed. The remaining 10 amendments became the Bill of Rights, okay? So this letter that I'm about to read to you was sent out on the 25th of September, 1789. What's significant about that particular date? The first Congress of the United States was convened in April of 1789. So it took them from April to September to produce what we call the Bill of Rights today. They had a lot of debates over this. Now, they went home for the summer. So little Jimmy Madison actually left Mordor, or actually New Tenochtitlan at that time. It was in Federal Hall in New York City. Left New York City in the end of June, came back in the beginning of September. They took the business back up. They passed the 12 amendments. And then they sent this letter to all of the states that had ratified. Now, at that time, North Carolina and Rhode Island had not ratified. Not a little lesson in federalism here. They didn't send them the letter. They wouldn't have gotten a letter. It wouldn't apply to them. They had not ratified the Constitution yet. This is probably the most important part of this entire discussion today. Congress of the United States being and held at the city of New Tenochtitlan on Wednesday, the 4th of March, 1789, quote, the conventions of a number of the states, having at the time of their adopting the Constitution, expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. Now, most of you out there are bored to tears. Come on, Mike, get back to bashing Schiff or something like that. This is probably the most important political thing we've talked about among the states and things that are happening in the states since the great abortion rights, abortion acts that were passed by those seven southern state legislatures in the last year. Now, I'm going to give you the key operative words here that you need to pay attention to. The conventions of a number of the states. What's the first thing that we learn? How was the Constitution ratified? By convention. How many states were necessary to have a ratification? Do you know? Eight would have been a two-thirds majority. The Constitution would have gone into effect in those two-thirds states. Why conventions and not votes? Why not ballots? Again, little R republicanism, federalism. They wanted to have a federal system inside each state, which is why, again, Virginians should be talking about their very beautiful county-based federal system that they have thanks to their awesome 1776 Constitution. I mean, if you're a Virginian, this should break your freaking heart that your countrymen are blithering idiots when it comes to their own law. You have in your possession, legally ratified and binding, the single best state constitution ever written. It's yours, Virginia. But you want to appeal to John frickin' Roberts. You want Wayne LaPierre to come and save you when Patrick Henry is sitting right there crying under an oak tree going, why won't you have me? Idiots. Blithering, flipping idiots. Who in the hell is running history education in the state of Virginia? You know, when I was a kid, I would have been able to recite this, that Virginia Constitution. I was taught it. I went K through 12 in Virginia before the revolution had killed actual history. We were required to take Virginia history. That's how I know it so well. That's why I fell in love with it when I was a child. Here's the operative words. The conventions of a number of the states. What else does this say? There are states whose conventions didn't ratify. Are they allowed to do that? Yeah, they are. Having at the time of their adopting the Constitution, okay, who's they? This is just so, I could talk about this all day. Who's the they and there? Who's they? We the people? No. Who's they? The states. Right? See that? Having at the time of their adopting the Constitution, the conventions of the states, again, state convention, expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers. Now we get into great grammar here. Its powers. Okay, what is it? The Constitution's powers. So why do we have a Bill of Rights? What is it aimed at, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? It's aimed at the Constitution government. In other words, the federal government. It doesn't say a damn thing about what the states can or cannot do. It says the opposite. In order to prevent a misconstruction or abuse of its powers, now, here comes a whopper, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. Further declaratory, okay, we're going to declare some things that you need to know about this U.S. Constitution, and restrictive clauses. We need to make sure that we restrict this new government, the federal government, from abusing its powers. Ladies and gentlemen, and now look, I'm not so naive to think that this is anything is actually going to change, and that people are going to become little Republicans and Federalists all of a sudden, and that all this body of law and this incorporation, national this and national this nonsense, is going to go away. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't want it to. And it doesn't mean that we have to be blithering, flipping idiots and run around spouting things off like the rest of the morons out there. Now, let me go back to the Virginia State Constitution and these gun grabs. The legislature of the state of Virginia should be censured for what they're doing. They apparently haven't read their own damn constitution. In order, I'm holding Article 1, Section 13 about the militias and gun rights in my hands. If any piece of legislation that they're proposing here does not cite Article 1, Section 1 and Article 1, Section 13, then what power, under what authority can you amend the Militia Act? Now, I'm sure that there was some act around 1910 or so in the state of Virginia that has to do with the National Guard and has to do with compliance with what's called the Dick Act. The Dick Act basically said no more militias, we's the federales, and you will be in this man's army from here on out. It's one of the greatest power grabs in the history, the sordid history of the federal government. Now, what should... the Crusade Channel doesn't just blather on endlessly. Let me give you the solution to what you ought to... If you live in Virginia, you should meet guys like Tim McLaughlin, friend of mine, who's a selectman from Spotsylvania County. Just go to Tim. Tim knows everything about what I just told you. Here's what you should do. Chat room is open. Again, I guess we have a rolling tour of an interstate. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. I don't know what to do. I keep looking up. Every time I look up at the chat room hoping to see signs of life, I see pictures of interstate signs. Here's what you should do. You should go back to those resolutions and you should add something to them. You should add, and under the authority of the Virginia Constitution, Article 1, Section 1, Article 1, Section 13, to declare that the legislature of this state and the governor do not have the authority to pass the acts under which they are I don't know what the legislative language is, but you cite the Constitution, for heaven's sake. It's yours. Why not use it? And then add a second clause that your county now begins regular recruitment of militia members. Spotsylvania County Militia, simple sign-up form. Counties can do a simple background check. And after they've done it, you're in the militia. They can even say, hey, we're going to meet for drills. We're going to have non-live weapons. Every able-bodied male has to sign up. Look, what's happening in Virginia with this gun grab should spur the rest of us into action to take care to do these things in our states. Louisiana has the exact same clause, almost identical to this in our Bill of Rights and our Constitution. Virginia, your Constitution has everything you need to tell Governor Northam and the Democrat legislature to go pound frickin' sand.